Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
I despise Wednesdays. I'm okay with the twins, as in Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I love Fridays. I just can't get enough of Fridays.
What day is it?
It is National Catfish Day today.
It is National Catfish Day.
Catfish for you.
Are you getting catfished here?
You're about to get catfished.
She got catfished?
Yeah. That's right. We catfished you.
What are you talking about?
Fish. Get out the fryer and cook up a good catfish dinner for the family.
Happy National Catfish Day.
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up 6:09 Friday.
Oh, yes.
And show number...
The pointy Sears bra today, Mike.
I noticed that. Wow, look at you being so...
I know, so 1962.
Out there. Show number 2143. Yes. I don't know what got into you, but yes, you look very healthy this morning.
Thank you. I posted, because it started last night, and I just had to post something very philosophical on my Facebook page. If a car backfires and no one next door asks... If somebody heard gunshots, did it make a sound?
I don't think so.
Jeez. I like one this morning. My phone. Bing, bing, bing. Who heard that? Is that fireworks? Was that a gunshot? Come on, people. I'm trying
to sleep.
Any
little
here.
Thing.
I'm trying to sleep. Yes, that's
all
right.
All of a sudden ends up if you have the Ring app or something like that.
Yes, yes. It came through my Ring app because that's attached to Nextdoor.
Yeah.
And I always think, well, I should shut it off, but no. No, I'm not going to because I enjoy it. I like it.
I don't know.
What was that? Is that a balloon? Have you never heard a balloon before?
I can't believe you even slept after last night's game.
Yeah, well.
Losing in overtime. We'll talk more about that.
I know.
But the season's over and we move on.
It is. Don't be mad at me, people. But, you know, I'm not sad about not having to stay up later.
I love the headlines out of Montreal, though. Canadian fans had themselves a celebratory riot.
Yeah.
After making the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
So they're turning over cop cars.
There you go. They're stepping on maple leaves and
stuff
and
like that.
Making scrunchy sounds.
Good and they them. Wonder why Celine Dion wants to do stuff in Vegas and not Montreal.
Oh, please. Everyone go to Montreal. You won't want to leave, believe me.
God, sunshine and hot today. Today and over the weekend. A high today in the low 100s, 107 on Saturday, 108 on Sunday, 75 now. It's nice out right now.
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So it's interesting. A new bucket list poll came out. But it seems more like a, I don't know, life goal list. And they talked to about 7,000 people. The number one thing on this supposed bucket list, lose weight. That doesn't really seem like something you associate with your last hurrah, but
right.
Okay. Others were traveling to an exotic location. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
A wealth goal. You know, like paying off a loan or something like that.
Yeah.
It was interesting because way down on the list, it was on the list, having kids. So there you go. Huh. That was right after learning another language. So
But you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, losing weight, when you think about the bucket list, you go, what can I do before I pass away that
right.
I've always wanted to do but never had the chance or
right.
I'm a little afraid to do it?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know what's really high on people's bucket list is seeing the Northern Lights in Alaska, the Aurora Borealis. That's on a lot of people's bucket lists, which is cool. It's very cool. I just got lucky. And got to see it. So
you've seen
it. Yeah. Yes. I happened to be there at the right time many years ago. It's pretty amazing.
Just stumbling out of a bar or something.
Yeah, that was about it, too. I think we were just heading into a bar.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. That's so cool. Where's my Instamatic? Where is that? This summer, women looking for a hot girl summer full of just fun. And men apparently looking to settle down a little more. According to dating.com, they did a big survey of people out there, and men say they're looking for a more serious relationship this summer. I think, my opinion, I think single women found more confidence in their independence during the pandemic.
Wow.
And I think guys felt like they need to find somebody to go through the next disaster with. I think that
you got to have somebody by your side.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not doing this alone again.
Yes. And I would like to think I had something to do with this. I told you yesterday Frontier Airlines was doing a COVID recovery fee.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted the day.
That was it?
And they got rid of it. People were complaining left and right. They got rid of it. Yeah.
You are the Norma Rae of Beasley Broadcasting.
Thank you. When I jumped up on this counter and I said, no, hell no, we won't do it. No.
Not today, Frontier Airlines. Not today.
That's right. So strap me in this metal seat.
Good for you.
Thank you. Everybody, Las Vegas, you're very welcome. You are very,
see, not Norma Rae, well, Carla Rae.
Exactly, Mike. Thank you for noticing. I appreciate that.
I do listen.
A few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane, 702-999-9900 or younginjurylawnv.com.
Everybody kind of bummed out. Vegas Golden Knights got tossed from the conference finals last night overtime. 3-2, my Montreal, they move on to the Stanley Cup. But you know what? The VGK, they were down for most of the game, 2-0.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this happened.
Smith will dig it out, get it back to Theodore, who scores! Deflected in, and Riley Smith was on the doorstep on that shot from Shea Theodore.
So then it's 2-1, and this happens.
Carlson dropping it off to Trangelo, shooting. And this game is tied.
All right, so you go into overtime, and that's when the sweats start breaking out because anything can happen. Normally it does, and of course we all know.
Now back the other way, it's Dudovia. Pass it forward, scores! Arturi Lehkonen, it's Canadian! And Montreal is going to the Stanley Cup.
And the crowd goes wild, starts tipping over cop cars and busting windows and everything else. So they're very excited about going.
Yeah. I hope they take it all. Go ahead. Everybody come at me. Yeah, I do.
Come at me. I hope they win it all.
Yeah. I don't want to have to hear from New York people. I have to hear from Florida people either.
So, by the way, game 7 tonight with the Islanders and Tampa.
Yes.
So we will find out who's in the Stanley Cup. And a lot of people could say, well, I don't care anymore.
Well.
But if you're going to lose in this round, you want to lose to the eventual Stanley Cup winners. So you can say.
I know. Okay.
You know, we lost to the champs.
Right. Exactly.
So, but you know what? VGK, good season.
Yes.
Hopefully things will work out better next year.
Yeah.
But
interesting season.
We go back
season.
To a regular season.
Yes, that's right.
That will be nice.
Yeah.
It's Rockwell. Hi, who's on the phone?
Guys, Big Mike.
Big Mike!
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys doing more Eraser tickets? Because either I'm getting them from you or I'm buying them. Oh, my God. In 1987, I'll never forget, my first stack of CDs came from Columbia House, and my favorite Eraser album of all time was in that collection, The Two-Ring Circus. Oh, my God.
All this week, we've been giving listeners a chance to win those tickets before we could even buy them. Eraser at the Venetian. What is it next year? February 27th. Mike, your chance to win coming up after REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my God. Ola Moore.
Ola Moore.
Have a good day, Mike.
Yes.
Love you guys. Bye.
People making plans for next year already. This is not until next February of 22, Venetian Theater. It's going to be a great show, and these tickets don't go on sale until a little bit later on this morning. So you have a chance to win them before you can buy them. Carla, we have 3 TV themes.
Okay.
They have something in common.
They do.
All you have to do is identify all 3 TV themes in order by title. Here they are. I have to be honest, the first one kind of threw me a little bit.
Did it?
It did.
Okay.
When I first heard it.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay. I know. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It is an oldie but a goodie.
But if you can go that far back, you'll know what it is. So, and what a concept for a show. If you think about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that one. And, when we mention it, I'll mention the other one as well.
Okay.
Okay.
you identify all three TV themes from what shows in order. Starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. If you can do it, you got tickets before you can even buy them. Erasure at the Venetian, Feb 27th of 2022. Good luck. To win them before we could buy them, those tickets for Erasure, all you have to do is name all three TV themes in order. Carla, we have Mike on the phone. Mike, can you do it? Can you name all three themes?
Sounds like it was Family Affairs. The second one was Family Tie, and then Adam's Family.
Yes!
Sweet! Good job!
Thus, the common denominator in this
family.
Whole thing.
Family, yep.
There you go! I was going
to... happy for a minute.
Well, you know, we were talking, we'd said earlier, Family Affair. It was an interesting concept for a show at that time, along with what was Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Yes.
I didn't get into that one.
They were very different, though, you know?
Let's have a guy in a high-rise who has a butler.
Right.
He's a bachelor.
With three kids.
And the kids' parents, they get killed.
Yeah.
So they got to go live with...
Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill.
Yes, that's Uncle Bill.
All great shows. All great shows. Better yet, you got the tickets before you could even buy them. Erasure, Feb 27th of next year.
Wow.
Venetian. And the tickets go on sale later today, but you already have a pair. So hang on the line, and we'll tell you how to pick them up, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The conversations women will have when they're all alone.
Well, one guy, too.
There
was a guy, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Washing the feet.
We had talked about washing the legs. Mm-hmm. Do you actually wash your legs in the shower? That was a while ago. Now it's down to the feet.
Well, yeah. And I don't, you know, hold it against anyone who doesn't wash their feet. Because, you know, it's there, they're getting soap. But do you wash your feet? Do you?
It depends.
Yeah.
On the mood I'm in.
Right,
I get it.
If
I feel like holding on to the soap dish tray.
Yeah.
And then bending over and, you know, it really does.
I'm telling you right now, that walk-in tub is looking really good that you open the door for.
Just sit down.
Saw a house with one of those that I looked at. It's like, what is that? Oh, my God. It's beautiful. You just sit.
So what's the general consensus?
Yeah,
do all your girlfriends
wash? Most everyone washes their feet. Some it's a little quickie, you know, with the soap. Some it's, between the toes, and some it's a real scrub. But it's take the soap down there and wash. I do a wash and in between the toes.
Really?
It doesn't take long, but yeah.
So you get in there.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. Because you know why I think? Because I think feet are gross. And so I just, you know.
Typically.
Yes. Yeah, they're kind of gross.
Okay.
You know. I mean, if I am going to ever do that account on OnlyFans, you know, with my feet.
Okay.
I want them to, yeah.
Anybody else? I mean, what's your philosophy on feet washing in the shower?
Yeah, am I the only goofball?
Do you do it every shower?
Yeah, I do. I do it every shower. I shouldn't say that because sometimes when I do the scrub, you know, the little petty rock. Then I that will suffice, you know. Okay. I'll still between the toes, but that will suffice because I do the scrape, you know, to keep them soft.
Wow, it's a whole process.
I know. I need a bigger shower, too, because I'm, you know.
I saw one for you.
Oh, really?
I really did. I saw one for you.
Oh, nice.
Do you actually wash your feet every time you get into the shower?
Yeah.
Carla was with her girlfriends the other night, along with Chris, the designated guy in the group.
Discussing the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just discussing the cleaning of the feet.
And you wash them every shower.
It's not like
every periodically. No, I do.
It's, you know, again, it gets slippery.
All right.
You got to be careful.
You do.
You know, got to be very careful. But yes, mm-hmm. I do. Interesting from people. Just the responses. Angela said, I don't wash my feet unless they need to be washed. I know when they need to be washed because they're my feet. Okay, all right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon said, I'm honestly confused on how people wash the bottoms of their feet. I mean, I make the effort if they're dirty, but is anybody really doing yoga in the shower every morning? Yes, Sharon.
Depending on the size of your shower.
Yes, that's
right. You really got to figure stuff out first.
Yes,
before you start doing that.
Yes, exactly. And then now other people are on the other side of the fence. Anthony said, wash your legs, wash your feet, bathe regularly. Why is this so hard? Stop being gross.
I know Jody has a couple of things in the shower, and she'll
right.
go, did you use the scraper or the scrubber or the stone?
Yeah.
Or,
I don't know. I took a shower.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, the pumice stone.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the pumice stone.
The pumice stone.
Yeah.
All right, Buffy, what about you?
Hey, I am a foot scrubber daily. I've said it before. We have no self-cleaning body parts. And as much as we wear sandals and stuff here, it's like Carla said, it's truly nasty what can get between your toes if you don't.
By the way, Buffy.
And it can ruin a moment.
Feet are not pleasant to begin with. They're just not. Somebody mentioned actually in the text that those are the closest things to the nasty-ass ground. That's what they wrote. But you just gave me another T-shirt idea. There are no self-cleaning body parts. I love that, Buffy.
I swear. And then people, as a fact, like, I'm like, can you not? And then they wonder why their feet stink. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah,
smell like that, I'm afraid of what anything else smells like.
So if that's bad, I can only imagine
if
I go further north, what I'm going to find.
Oh.
Exactly, because you can't be somebody with good hygiene.
If we use that theory, then I suppose water will go everywhere, but it doesn't really go everywhere, does it?
No. That's just like thinking the rain is going to wash your car.
Buffy, have a great day.
Thanks, girl.
You too, thanks.
I think a lot of people believe that, well, I'm in the shower, and all the, like we, when we talked about washing your legs, the water is down there.
Right.
And the soap ends up down
there. Yeah, it's down there, right? I know.
Can I just move my feet a little bit?
Move your feet around. That's right.
On the shower floor and it's all good? Maybe not. All right. Thanks for the text. Guy wears work boots.
Yeah.
Washes the feet every day.
Every day and a little lotion.
I like that.
Mike, a little lotion.
All right. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard after Aerosmith. Every Friday we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard to find out what's going on. Not only on the big screen, what you can watch at home, and there's a couple of things coming out this weekend, right?
Talk about kicking off the summer movie season. Fast and Furious, the 9th installment, F9, is in theaters this weekend. Vin Diesel is back as Dom Toretto, living quiet, life off the grid. That all comes to a screeching halt as his crew comes together to stop a world-shattering plot by a skilled assassin, a high-performance driver they never encountered. It's Dom's forsaken brother, played by John Cena.
Is this the one that's in space?
Yes, they go to space. The crew is back. Listen, Mike, most over-the-top, insanely implausible installments yet. It's just what I wanted. Leave your logic at the door. Strap yourself in for our summer ride to shake off the pandemic blues. They go to outer space. They do some of the most outrageous car chases. This is exactly what I wanted. So this is one of my favorite installments of this series. So you got to see this on the big screen.
Wow. All right, what else?
Well, if you want an action film, you want to stay home, it's The Ice Road, streaming on Netflix. After a remote diamond mine collapses in the northern regions of Canada, get ready for this. Liam Neeson is a big rig ice road driver who leads a rescue mission over a frozen ocean to save the lives of trapped miners.
Wow.
I know. So you got the ultimate action hero at home this weekend. Lawrence Fishburne also stars in this frozen action epic.
Wow. The frozen ocean Liam is tackling.
So now we can just skate over to France.
Wow. Yes.
Okay. And one more.
Also something for the kids. If you want something this weekend, The Mysterious Benedict Society. It's streaming on Disney Plus. It's from the popular book series. Four gifted orphans are recruited by an eccentric benefactor to go on a secret mission. It's set at a boarding school known as the Institute. They have to foil a plot to save the world. A really quirky series. It feels like Willy Wonka with bizarre riddles and humor. Adults and kids alike will love this new series on Disney Plus.
Follow them on Facebook and, of course, YouTube, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Great. Have a good weekend.
Last night, we talked about this earlier. Vegas Golden Knights got knocked out. Semis, 3-2 in overtime against Montreal. So now Montreal moves on to the Stanley Cup Game 7 between the Islanders and the Lightning.
Right.
So we'll find out who they play Game 7 tonight for that series.
Yes, it is.
So, it was a fine season. It was good.
It was a different, obviously, it was a different season. Who knows? If it would have been a regular season, would they have done better? Who knows?
Who knows?
But, you know, it's over for us now.
For a couple of months.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I don't have to, none of us have to stay up later now.
But you and I have said this. Now, we want the Montreal Canadiens to win because.
I would like that. I don't know, Morty, if that is your thing or not. I would like them to. Win it all, you know. That's I don't know.
I mean, if you're gonna lose, lose to the Stanley Cup champs,
right?
And it's been like 1993 is the last time they won.
Yeah.
So
let's not even talk about last times they won for any of our teams. Jeez.
So
well, you guys, Blackhawks usually do pretty well.
Yeah, we suck.
We're just
above Detroit at this point.
I was just gonna say, could I root for any worse teams than all of my Detroit teams?
People admire your spunk and your
yes,
spirit.
And I'll be very honest, no one's ever rude about it, too. Well, who's your team? The Tigers. Oh.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Are you a football fan? Well, you know, well, who's your team? The Lions. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's never, suck.
No.
Oh, how could you root for them?
Maybe this year.
Yeah.
Maybe this year. Got a new coach.
Okay.
Another new coach.
Well, the hockey season starts preseason, what, Morty? September?
Yeah, preseason September.
All right, so we're only a couple of months away. I could even feel Jody rolling her eyes right now with the new season.
I don't know what some people are going to do now. I guess you continue with baseball, of course.
Yes, and by the way, on the flip side, Aviators extended their winning streak to 4 games last night up on the road in Salt Lake City, 8-6. Same 2 teams again tonight through the weekend on the road, though, so can't wait for them to get back to the Las Vegas ballpark. All right, let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I mentioned yesterday that Harrison Ford was injured on the set of, Indiana Jones 5. Well, he may need surgery now on that shoulder. That shoulder. Yeah. He might need surgery. They say he was filming an action scene, and it was on a train, and he just he felt like there was a ledge that it let go, aggravated an old injury. But yeah, they say he might need surgery, so there could be like a 4-6 week break in filming that move.
So if you're that star, if you're him, and you're at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And you see in the script, you're on a train or hanging on to a train. Don't you say, listen, maybe 25 years ago I would have done this, but you got to have somebody do it for
Bring
me.
Bring in your stunt double. Okay, there we go. Yes,
or why?
I know.
Why am I hanging on to a train at my age?
Yeah.
Even as Indiana Jones, why am I doing that?
Call me when I need to be in the cave to speak. That's all you need to do, okay? All right, Harry. No problem. Just don't fly, okay? Just don't fly your plane. Oh, man. Listen to this. The family of Bob Marley has teamed up with a global wellness company to release a mushroom line called Marley One. They released functional mushroom tinctures with different benefits, like helping you with sleep, immunity, things like that. So later this year, they'll be coming out with psychedelic mushroom products. Who ever thought? When we were all back in school and college and all that, and that one person was like, oh my God, what are those in that bag? What? Yeah. Whoa. And now, here you go. Here you go to the mushroom store.
I'm sure if Bob Marley would come back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he would even be. You've got to be kidding me, man.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be kidding me. Yes.
We're doing what?
Oh, my gosh. John Hamm will star in a reboot of Chevy Chase's 1980s comedy Fletch. This is like a big deal, apparently.
Yeah.
Him, John Slattery, who was also in Mad Men. So, yeah, how about that? Foo Fighters? You mentioned something yesterday, a Bee Gees song they did. They're releasing a disco album, the Foo Fighters.
They're tributing.
Yes.
They're saluting the Bee Gees.
Right. It's all disco that they're doing, supposedly. So
in a Foo Fighter style.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So
and it's really limited,
I'll
too.
I'll buy it. Yes, I'll buy it. I don't care. I'll buy it. Conan O'Brien did his last show last night. You know, I had a little sound, and I meant to give that to you, Mike. Lisa Kudrow was very instrumental in him doing his show. And I had to look back and see how they even knew each other. They were in an improv class together, and they became friends. They became really, really good friends. But he said his goodbyes last night.
My advice to anyone watching right now, and it's not easy to do. It is not easy to do. It's not easy to do. But try and do what you love with people you love. And if you can manage that, it's the definition of heaven on earth. I swear to God, it really is. So good night. Thank you very much.
And that was it.
That was it. He will continue making Conan Without Borders specials for TBS. And he also hosts and produces a weekly variety show on HBO Max. That will be starting up as well. So he's still busy. And if he's not available, Jay Leno will just step right in again. Why not? That is my take for now. Check out our podcast. You got the weekend. Hit up our website, 963kklz.com.
By the way, you had mentioned that the Foo Fighters doing the Bee Gees.
Yes.
This is a live version, by the way, when they did Madison Square Garden.
Right.
This was like the first concert back.
Yeah, this was just last week.
For Madison Square Garden, New Yorkers, and it's sold out, and, right. And so...
It's rough, but listen.
Listen to this. Dave Grohl singing. Is going wild.
Yes.
They're loving it. So see, that's why I think he's so cool.
He can truly do. I'm not saying, he just does anything great. He just has fun with anything.
Right.
He just does.
And that's the point.
They do, yeah.
He recognizes that the Bee Gees were that good.
Like you said, finally somebody is, because they were.
If your band changes a culture... Changes the way people dress, way they dance, way they move, way they talk, all that stuff.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. And they did it twice.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
So and so they put out an album, a studio album.
Yes, and it's disco, but it highlights the Bee Gees. And
this is not Dave Grohl, though. Who is this?
No, this is Taylor Hawkins singing lead.
The drummer.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, when you watch the New York, the drummer is, it's pretty, I don't know if they do this every kind. His hair's blowing in the wind while he's playing and stuff. But this is the part of the studio album. And I think it sounds pretty good. And in this world of people, there's only you and I. There ain't nothing come between us in the end.
Oh.
Morty's not buying it. Are you buying it?
I love it.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I like it a lot.
Thumbs up, then. I think it sounds awesome. I really do. Way to go, Foo Fighters.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. He is coming back to Vegas. Dates in August. We have those to give away. Going to do that in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's Fleetwood Mac. All week long now, giving away those tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Wynn Resort Encore Theater.
Yes.
And he was here just a while back and said, you know what, I'm coming back in August. So we have tickets to give away. It's all been all about Sebastian. So here you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Name the movie.
Okay.
From this clip.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up.
I told her to stay away from humans. They are bad. They are trouble.
Humans. What about humans?
There you go. I don't know anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, isn't it kind of right, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of right, though?
At this point in time,
humans.
Maybe.
I told her to stay away from humans. They are bad. They are trouble.
Humans. What about humans?
All right, so what? Name the movie.
Why?
Starting with caller number 9, we're going to get through news and weather. After that, dial it up 702-739-9636 one more time.
I told her to stay away from humans. They are bad. They are trouble.
Humans. What about humans?
Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. All you have to do is identify from this clip the name of the movie.
I told her to stay away from humans. They are bad. They are trouble.
Humans. What about humans?
Carla, Shannon's on the phone. Shannon, do you have any idea the name of that movie from that clip?
The Little Mermaid.
Yes. Yeah. Good job. Good job, girl. Had to keep it simple. He's so right. Sebastian, so right.
Do you see what we did there?
I loved it. I loved yesterday's. I loved all week.
All right.
Good.
Perfect. You got the tickets before you could even buy them. August of next month, Encore Theater, Wynn Resort, Sebastian Maniscalco. He's great. You're going to have a good time, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, firefighters in New York had to use emergency tools to rescue a teenager from a clothing store fitting room.
Oopsie.
The other day, the store's in an old bank, and the fitting room area is in an old vault.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool, right up until it ain't. 14-year-old girl was trying on clothes her 7-year-old brother. Oh, of course, you gotta have a little brother.
Yeah,
take along with you. Well, he closed the vault door.
Of course, he did.
And guess what? Employees didn't know how to open it up.
Oh my god! Oh,
they got her out, and everything's okay. But here's the girl talking about it.
I was pretty nervous, just like scared at the moment, but I knew that there is a way out. I made the hole and they were like, do you think this is big enough? And I was like, should be okay. And then they were like, okay, just tell us if anything hurts and say stop and we'll push you back in.
Typical 14-year-old.
And they were like, what?
And then I was like saved and it went viral.
And they just had to push the button.
Yeah.
And
so she's okay. Little brother, stay at home next time.
I quit helping.
You don't hear about this a lot, but a wanted fugitive was caught this week after he stole a 50-foot yacht from a marina on a lake in New York and then drove it up to Vermont.
Okay.
And I guess they just waited for him after they found out the yacht was gone.
I love that.
They just sat at the dock.
I love that. That's
it wasn't
great.
Like on Andy Griffith where there was a hole in the boat.
Right.
But they caught him anyways. You don't hear a lot about people stealing yachts.
No, you don't. You can't get out that fast either.
No.
Jeez. Well, listen to this. Chris Williamson, Atlanta, Georgia. You woke up a couple days ago, a trillionaire. a trillionaire. Wow. Yeah, yeah. A glitch caused over $1 trillion to be deposited into his cryptocurrency account.
Okay.
He said, I looked at it and I was like, wait, what? I literally fell out of my bed. I had to run to my desk, log into my Coinbase app, and this is wrong. This is all wrong. They still haven't fixed it.
Really?
But yeah. He doesn't quite know what's going on. Might just go back to bed and not make any more phone calls. Maybe just let that go.
It's not regulated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
I know
his.
It's not, which is why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
So if that happens to you and it's real currency, it's a mistake. You know it's a mistake.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what's your first instinct? Do you pay off all your bills as much as you can, like in that one instant?
Yeah, no, I let it. I don't do one thing because
you don't
I know
do it?
Somebody comes after me and then I won't have the money to pay it back. So, yeah, okay. No, I won't. No, I wouldn't. I would not.
You're that paranoid?
Yes.
Yeah, like me.
I'm always afraid I'm going to spend. Listen, you know when you're out of money that something finds out about it, like your AC or your car or something like that. So
they all seem to know.
I'd go find
a lawyer. And someone legal to and be like, hey, you know what? If this is real, you're going to get paid.
So you can be tied up in court for 5 years because most lawyers say, yeah, internet law is still, you know, we're still learning it. We're still figuring it out. See, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to die in court. I know. No, I'll take the additional 20 that the ATM spit out to me like 8 or 9 years ago. Okay. That's fine.
And not say anything.
Yes, that's right. Until now. And listen to this, a deer ran through the front doors of a Walmart in Wisconsin. Well, an employee was chasing. The deer just kept running up and down the aisles. So he literally tackled the deer, calmed the deer down, though, and then let it out of the store. Wasn't injured or anything. It was okay. And the greeter said, have a nice day, dear. All right. But yes, that's what happened in Baraboo, Wisconsin. So that's.
Salute.
Yes, exactly. Good for you, man. Good for you. It's Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. Out of Wisconsin, a guy named Mark Scott. He was on vacation in Louisiana early last year. Met a random guy at a brewery, Hugh Smith, needed a kidney transplant. So they got to talking, and this guy named Mark from Wisconsin offered him one of his kidneys. But he wasn't a match.
Oh.
He just wasn't a match. But he still wanted to help the guy out. So he ended up donating a kidney to someone else who needed it, which got Hugh, that he met when he was on vacation, a kidney in return. So two people benefiting because of one. They threw a party, of course, at the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good friends now. And Mark, the guy who donated the kidney, he rode his bike 1,500 miles from Wisconsin to Louisiana to raise awareness.
Wow.
By the way, he called his trip the Oregon Trail.
I like it.
We've talked about this before. We should speak in depth about it one day, but I don't know if I would just say, oh, man, I'll give you one of mine. Gosh.
Especially if you just met that person.
Yes. Are you going to put it to good use? Are you, are you related to serial killers? Are you?
The amazing thing about the story, you meet somebody and before you know it, you strike up a relationship or a friendship.
Yeah.
And boom.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if I told you, I need a kidney.
Yes.
I have
too
one.
Too bad. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Okay.
You do. Bartender, can we get another beer?
This is awesome. It's a great story.
Wow.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it is.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Tell you, I'd buy the t-shirt, though.
Yes.
Oregon Trail.
2021.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery service. PortaSubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll cool you off family four-pack out to Cowabunga Bay.
Nice.
Plus a lot more. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Congrats to Resorts World. Yes. Opening last night.
Big, big new opening on the Strip. That's pretty cool. After this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nice
really
to
amazing.
See that.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, congratulations. And to everybody who got a job there.
Yeah, I know, Joe.
Way to go.
Yes.
All right. All right. We're off. We're done. So, Wendy, come on in. You have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.